The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to his apostles, "If you love me, keep my commandments now." Here's hoping everybody already knows what the commandments are. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, or lie, or steal. Here's hoping everybody already knows what all of the commandments are. But today, let's ask a different question. Not what are the commandments and can you name them all, but why should you keep the commandments? Why be bound? Why not just do whatever you want? You may have never asked that question before. You may not feel very comfortable asking that question. It might make you squirm in your seat, but I think it's very, very important that we stop and ask that question. Because if you don't know why we're keeping the commandments and doing all the things that we do, it makes it very, very hard to persevere over the long haul. Okay, so let's dare to ask the question, why keep the commandments at all? Why not just do whatever you want? Well, there's lots of answers to that question. The most obvious answer to that question is that God gave us the commandments and he didn't call them the 10 suggestions. You can say to yourself, "God said it, I believe it, that settles it." And you want to know what? If you think that, I cannot argue with you. You can just tune me out for the rest of the homily if you want to. However, I encourage you to stick with me, because our faith is one of understanding what God asks of us. Contrary to popular opinion, the Catholic faith has never been a religion of blind obedience. Our tradition is to understand, like St. Augustine said so many years ago, fides querens intellectum, faith seeking understanding. And in understanding, you love more and you understand better and you believe better. So let's press on, right? Why keep the commandments? Well, the simplest, most obvious answer to that question is we keep the commandments because we don't want to get in trouble. If I break the commandments, I might get caught and I might get in trouble. So I don't want to lie or embezzle from my business or cheat on my spouse, because somebody might find out. I might get fired. I might get kicked out of school. I might get fined. I might get imprisoned. I might get deported. The way things are going these days, I might end up on YouTube as the latest international internet joke, right? So why do I keep the commandments? Because I don't want to get in trouble. That's a perfectly fine reason. It's not a very lofty reason, but it's a reason. Let's keep going. Why should I keep the commandments? Another reason is because we should live in a world that's fair, right? If you don't lie to me, I won't lie to you. Let's be fair to each other. What kind of a world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the kind of world where people steal from each other and lie from each other and cheat on each other's marriages? Is that the kind of world you want to live in? Not the kind of world I want to live in. I think we should be fair to each other. Wouldn't you agree? Let's all keep the commandments. That's a reason. It's not the loftiest reason in the world, but it's a reason. Let's keep on going. You could say, the reason why I want to keep the commandments is because breaking the commandments hurts people. Lies devastate friendships. Theft dissolves communities. And adultery obliterates families. You know, the commandments are like the glue that hold the world together. So why keep the commandments? Because we don't want the whole world to fall apart, and that's a reason. But we can keep going further. Here's how. Let me ask you to pretend that I've got for you a magic wand. Let's just pretend. And with that magic wand, you can do anything you want and nobody would ever find out. Just wave your little magic wand and nobody will ever know. Now is there any reason to keep the commandments? You can steal all you want. You can embezzle all you want. Adultery all you want. Nobody will ever find out. Is there any reason to keep the commandments? A lot of people, they may not admit this out loud, but they'd be like, nope. Give me one of those magic wands and I'm set for life. I think that sounds like a great idea. Can I clue you in on a little thought to ponder over just in case that prospect sounds appealing to you? A good definition of the word integrity is doing the right thing even when nobody's watching. So if that little magic wand appeals to you, you got to work on your integrity. Let's keep going. The very last thing people might say is, well, you know what? Even if nobody in the world ever knows and you wave your magic wand, God still knows and God still sees. And there's this little thing known as the last judgment. It's coming for all of us where there's going to be a balancing of the books, where everything that's been done in secret is going to be proclaimed from the rooftops. And Jesus tells us there's this place called hell. And from what he tells me, it's not very pleasant and I don't want to go there. And that's a reason to keep the commandments. But we can keep going. Because I'm going to ask you to imagine that there is no judgment and there is no hell. Of course there is, we're just imagining. But for the sake of argument, pretend that nobody could ever know anything that you've ever done. They'd never find out. There's no judgment, there's no hell, there's no consequences. And at last I can ask you, is there any reason why we should keep God's commandments? And the answer is yes. And the reason is love. On the night before he died, Jesus said to his apostles, if you love me, keep my commandments. Love is the only thing in the entire world that's an end in itself. Everything else we do for something else, love is the only thing that's an end in itself. It's what God is made of, and it's what you were made for. It's the meaning of life, and it's the reason for living. And in addition, love is the only motive strong enough to let you keep God's commandments across the rest of your life. Because Christianity does not reduce to a moral code. A lot of people think it does. You heard people say, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're a good person. You heard that before? Very popular, very common. Maybe you've even said it before. I'd have to give you a whole separate homily to explain why that doesn't make sense. But very, very briefly, I can tell you it makes no sense at all. Here's why. Because you can't be a good person without good beliefs. Because you act on your beliefs. The greatest criminals in history all thought they were good people, but guess what? They were acting on bad beliefs. So yeah, it does matter what you believe. And you can't be a good person without good beliefs. But nonetheless, people, you know, they live their whole lives thinking the whole purpose of Christianity is to make you a good person. We've got to go beyond that if you want to live keeping commandments. We must go beyond that. Because the number one commandment of all is the love of God. In fact, God commands us to love one another out of love for him, but the love of God comes first. And people say, what difference does that make? How does that make you a good person? You want to know how? Love determines your actions. That's how. You act based on what you love. For example, when I was in college, I knew a young man fell in love with this lady who loved swing dancing. Now, this guy couldn't care a rusty collar button for swing dancing until he met her. Then suddenly, all he wanted to do was learn swing dancing, because love changes your actions. My little sister married a man who was an NC State sports fan. My little sister couldn't care a plug nickel for NC State sports until she married him. Now she suddenly go Wolfpack. Why? Because love changes how you act. And when you love God, you want to act like God would act. You want to do what God commands. Have you ever heard people say, how far can I go before this becomes a sin? Have you ever heard that said before? Maybe you've asked that question before. People ask this question to the priest all the time, especially with regard to sexual sin, right? Sixth commandment issues. They'll say, Father, how far can I go before it becomes a sin? Where's the line? You know the only way to answer that question is to say that you're asking the wrong question. You're asking the wrong question, because if you're asking the question, how far can I go before it becomes a sin, what you're really saying is, I love the sin, and I want as much of it as I possibly can get. So how much of it can I get? If you love God, you never ask that question. Picture a parallel case. Imagine somebody who goes to a friend and says, you know, I know your birthday is coming up soon. How long do I have to spend with you on your birthday in order to make you happy before I can go back to doing what I want? Nobody who loves would ever say something like that, right? When you love something, you want as much of it as you can possibly get. Imagine somebody who says, you know, how unkind, how mean can I be to you before I've crossed the line of being an unkind person? No, if you value kindness, you never ask that question. Well, when you value what God tells us, you want as much of it as you possibly can get. It changes your whole behavior. So here's a question that you want to pray about. Take this home and pray about it. And try, if you can, dig deep and try to answer this question. The question is this. Do you see your faith as something in which you're trying to love God more, or do you see your faith as something in which you're basically just trying to be a good person? If you want a little bit of help in answering that question, here's a tool that can help. It's your response to suffering. Because people who love God are able to face very, very hard sufferings, and they get through okay. Whereas if all you're trying to do is use your faith to kind of be a good person, a lot of times you fall apart. The difference between those two is the presence of God that you're focused on. Jesus says here in the gospel, I will not leave you orphans. His presence makes all the difference. In the Psalms, we say, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not afraid. Why? Because you're with me. That's why. Not because there's not a valley of the shadow of death. There is. Plenty of evil in this world. Lots of valleys, lots of shadows. Not because God's going to take me out of the valley of the shadow of death. He's not. People who pray, people who go to church, get cancer and die in auto accidents at the exact same rate as people who don't. God's not going to save you from the valley of the shadow of death. Why am I not afraid to walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Because you're with me, that's why. Because I love you. And that presence makes all the difference. It's a question to pray about. Is your faith primarily one in which you're kind of basically trying to be a good person? Because if that's true, it's not deep enough. You want to try to love God more and more and more. If you live your bulk of your days angry all the time, maybe you're angry at the news, maybe you're angry at a friend or a spouse or a parent or a child, maybe you don't know what you're angry at, you're always angry. If you live the bulk of your days despairing, quietly saying to yourself, things are getting worse and worse and worse, and the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's never going to get any better. Quiet despair. If you live the bulk of your days afraid, What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my health? What's going to happen to my finances? What's going to happen to my kid? What's going to happen to my job? You're always afraid. If any of those things ring true, it's pretty strong evidence that you're forgetting God's presence. And He doesn't want you to forget His presence. He wants you to know He has not left you orphan, and He will always be there for you. And that's why we keep God's commandments. Why? Because I want to know the meaning of the word love. I want to know Him better. I want to love Him more deeply. And that's why I want to keep His commandments more perfectly than I ever have before. And that is why I'm so fond of saying, if today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.